This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you find your unique signature as a creative entrepreneur. I am David Cataby. I have been a solopreneur for more than 10 years. I'm an international award-winning designer. I've written a couple best-selling books, Design for Hackers, and now The Heart to Start. From my closet in Colombia, I've interviewed titans of industry like Steve Case. I've interviewed best-selling authors like Seth Godin and James Altucher. I've interviewed experts on behavioral science, creators from dancers to a chef to a Hollywood set designer. I want to find out how each of them discovered what made them one in a million. And I bring those insights to you so you can find out what makes you one in a million too. If you're new here, welcome again. I'm David Cataby. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app and get my free creative productivity toolkit. Sign up at cataby.net/tools. If you've heard about Stoic philosophy, you've heard about Seneca. Stoicism is in many ways about being indifferent to pleasure or pain. And one thing that's pleasurable is getting free things like Facebook. After the Cambridge Analytica scandal, the mainstream is really waking up to the true costs of free. If something is supposedly free, you're paying for it in some other way, whether that's with your data or just the opportunity costs of your attention. And as you'll see, even Seneca knew that almost 2,000 years ago. I've, of course, talked many times on this podcast about the broken economics of media with Neary Allen, episode 21, and also on episode 22, when I talked about the behavioral revolution, and many other times. I wrote this article 2 years ago, but with everything going on in the collective conscious, I thought it would be a good time to dig it out and share it on the podcast. It might help you reframe the idea of free in your own mind, and it can help you make smart choices that make you the person who you want to be. Here's the article. Free is expensive. Even Seneca knew that. It's tempting to take things that are free. Facebook is one such free product that is pretty darn good. But free things are actually quite expensive. If you aren't paying for something with your money, you're paying for it in some other way. You pay with your time, your attention, and the opportunity costs. What could you have done otherwise with that time and attention? The economies of scale that technology provides makes this especially true today. The burden of paying can be spread across a larger group of people, which can in turn afford a more sophisticated product, which can in turn attract even more people. But it's not necessarily new. Nearly 2,000 years ago, Seneca wrote, "Our stupidity may be clearly proved by the fact that we hold that buying refers only to the objects for which we pay cash, and we regard as free gifts the things for which we spend our very selves. We are eager to attain them at the cost of anxiety, of danger, and of lost honor, personal freedom, and time. So true it is that each man regards nothing as cheaper than himself." Seneca. If you aren't focusing on producing, you are becoming a product. Your neurons are being hijacked by advertisers or venture capitalists delaying said hijacking. And neural pathways are being carved to make it easier to do it again and again. You are selling pieces of yourself, and you're worth more than that. This is most true of information, and there's a surefire way to fight it. Buy information. When you buy information, you flip the economics. Instead of incentivizing people to try to steal your attention with clickbait titles and articles of dubious integrity, all for the sake of selling your eyeballs to an advertiser or raising another round of funding, you incentivize them to create something you value enough for you to pay for it. It's like buying carbon offsets. And okay, you don't buy carbon offsets, but still. When you buy information you value, you reduce information pollution. Unlike carbon offsets, you get something tangible right away. You take in brain nutrition instead of brain junk food. So, buy information. Next time a friend recommends a book to you, buy it. Next time that high-quality online magazine tells you you've exhausted your free articles for the month, buy it. Next time your favorite podcast launches a Patreon campaign, buy it. Next time your favorite public radio station launches a pledge drive, buy it. Your attention will go where your money goes, and that will work in a virtuous cycle. That's what I believe. Then again, this advice may not be worth more than what you paid for it. Is Love Your Work helping you find the intersection on your love and money Venn diagram? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation to make you into the person that you want to be? If so, we, together, you and I, can make this the show that we want it to be. I'm trying to make a nourishing and thoughtful show, and I could use your help with that. Please donate to the show. Just a coffee a month will help support the hosting and production of this show. Just a coffee a month will help spread Love Your Work's message, helping more people live a balanced life with a healthy definition of success. To donate, visit our Patreon page at kadavy.net/donate. Patreon is a platform that lets you support creators like me, vote with your dollars, and keep Love Your Work going at kadavy.net/donate. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at kadavy.net/donate. That's kadavy.net/donate. Love Your Work is brought to you by our top Patreon supporters, such as Arif Akhtar and Jeffrey Mason. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Kadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Kadavy, Inc.